Welcome to the Shum Soul Experience. My name is Stefan. I am the host of the show. And today I would like to present a new project where we are working on right now. And we just launched a new website about it. And it's resetmeditation.com. And if you go to that website, you can, first of all, have a look at where we live, because everything is filmed, well, about 100 meters in front of my house. It's extremely beautiful. And in this new project, what we try to present is a 20-minute daily meditation with visuals with it. It's very beautiful here, so you will have, it will look very nice. And you get 20 minutes a day, every day. You get a new meditation attuned to the energy of the day. And because every day, every moment is different. Every day you feel different. Your circumstances are different. Everything is different. So it's very helpful to have every day in a tune, attuned to the actual energy of the day. You have an impulse to harmonize, so to speak, your energy and your feelings and your attention. And that's the goal behind this new project on reset meditation. And right now we have this introductory website running, which also has a live session on it. And you can see what sort of idea we're trying to put out. And it's for you free to enjoy. And I think it's very beautiful. And as I said before, the main thing about this new project is that the impulse will be there. Just about every day. And because you repeat it, we human beings, we mainly learn through repeatance. And we've noticed that I've done these sessions for 20 years every day with people. I notice people who listen to them on a very regular basis, you'll see that their life in general will become much more harmonious. You know, it won't mean their life will be extremely, totally perfect, no. But you will see that you will stay much more in the middle. That you won't get drawn so much into all this drama. And when you get drawn into this drama, you can get out much easier. It gives you a different sort of base in existence or being. Just by the repeatance. Because, you know, in general, when something dramatically on the inside captures our attention, we get swept away, we get drawn away maybe for 3 weeks or God may know how long. So when this gets dissolved every day, you won't be on a drama trip for 3 weeks, but maybe for 3 hours. So you have a, that's why it's called reset. And you have another reset. You got caught up in something again. Okay, reset. Okay, up, stop everything. Withdraw your attention. And then see where you are. And in general, then you will be in a much more open place within yourself, in a much more open state of being, in which you, in general, see different possibilities. You have different view on everything around you. Well, I consider that very beneficial, because I think that's, as a matter of fact, the only, if you could say so, problem with us human beings is that we get caught up within all this inner turmoil, which is defining our reality all day long, telling us this is not good, this is such, this is so, very often also in a negative way, you know, and it shapes our reality. It doesn't make you happy, you know. Telling yourself everything is rotten won't make you feel very happy. So the less you get into these things, the more open you will be, and the more everything can be the way it is. Because something is not just rotten. It's only rotten when you look from a certain angle. Everything just is. And whether it's positive or negative, well, that depends on our view. So the opener our view, the more everything can be. And everything is positive and negative. Always. Because we live as human beings in this universe is a universe of duality, which means there is no yes without a no, there is no peace without a war. We don't know what's good. I really like this story about, it's a Sufi story. It's about this village where a father lives with his son, and the son is taking care of the father in a practical sense. And then one day the son breaks his leg, and everybody in the village says, "Oh, what terrible for you, and this is awful," and blah, blah. And then the old man says, "Well, I don't know. I really don't know whether it's terrible." And the next day, you know, the military comes in the village and takes away all the young boys except for his son. So what's good, what's bad? We don't know. We just know what's pleasant. And pleasant is just one side of the coin, because there is no pleasant without unpleasant. How could you tell something is pleasant if you don't know what's non-pleasant or unpleasant? So what we aim for with Reset Meditation, you check out the website if you like, resetmeditation.com, is to pull you out of all this defined reality and put you in an open space, which you actually are on a deeper level. But because we get so caught up in all these internal things, we just fail to notice it. And once you're caught up into something, well, then that shapes your reality. So what I would like to present today for the rest of the broadcast is a recording from what we're going to present. And now you only have it in audio. If you like to see the pictures again, please visit this new website, resetmeditation.com. And you can see what we aim to, in the way we try to present it. And again, I think it's extremely beautiful. And I hope you enjoy it too. So please feel free to check it out. And there's a session for you on the website to enjoy. You can play it as many times if you want. You can copy it. You can do whatever you want with it. I hope you enjoy it. And if you have any comments, questions, remarks, or anything else, we would be happy to receive that from you in the mail. And we try to answer your question. All right. I hope you have a very good week. I hope you enjoy our new project. I hope you enjoy the session. And I also hope you're listening again next week. Okay. Have a good time.
Please visit our website at shuemsoulexperience.com. Shuem, S-H-U-E-M.
So what we aim to do in this meditation is to withdraw your attention from all these things that occupy your mind all day long and define your reality all day long, tell you all day long what everything is in relation to you. To withdraw this attention from there and to lead it towards this deep inner peace, which is also inside of you. And this ritual is structured in such a way that you, as a participant, do not have to do anything at all. The only thing you have to do, or I advise you to do, is put on some headphones, close your eyes, and because it's an inner experience. Don't sit there waiting for something or expecting something. Just sit down, open up, and go where the ritual takes you. And although you do not have to do anything at all in order to benefit from the ritual, I would like to provide you with a tool. A tool to bring your attention where you actually are. And what we do, we think about other things. We think about other places, other people, other times. And the fact is, we are where we are. Our life is exactly where we are. And the more we bring our attention to where we actually are, the more optimal we are, of course. The more you can fully experience what is here right now in this moment. And this moment, right now, right here, is called your life. And an easy way to do that is to feel your feet on the ground. Not because they're special or spiritual or something else. No, they're just there. And by giving attention to that, your attention will come here. Instead of dreaming away about other places, you will be here. And I think that's very beneficial if you try to open up. So just try to feel your feet on the ground. No matter what you're busy with on the inside, what you think or what your opinion is, or it doesn't matter. Just leave it for the moment and just try to feel your feet on the ground. And it's not difficult. It's not far away. You don't have to be special for that or you need to do something special. Your feet are already there. Just shift your attention away from all the inner turmoil and feel your feet on the ground. Either you give attention to your turmoil or you give attention to that what's just there. So just feel your feet on the ground and your attention will come where you are. Just feel your feet. Don't think about it, just feel them. Just feel your feet. Bring your attention where you actually are. And every time that you notice that your attention has been captured by thought, a dream, an opinion, or whatever, you just let go of that by shifting your attention back to feeling your feet on the ground. Just feel your feet. Very simple. They're always there. You just have to give attention to them. And when you give attention to the feeling of your feet on the ground instead of all your thoughts, you will see that you will become much more peaceful, much more open, much more balanced, just by shifting your attention. So just feel your feet on the ground. Just feel your feet. And you can use that during the meditation as an anchor, so you're not dreaming away all the time. But you also can use that in daily life to stay where you are. It's very simple and very effective. Just feel your feet. And during the ritual, which I will perform in a minute, also then try to keep your field of attention open. And the ritual will help you to do that. And the energy of the ritual is such that it will pull you towards that. So when your attention and your intention and my intention and attention is focused that way, that of course is very helpful. So just feel your feet on the ground. And just let the ritual take you to this peaceful place within yourself, which is not far away, but which we fail to give attention. And when the ritual ends with the bell, it's also the end of the broadcast. And after the ritual, you still can give attention to your feet, and you will see that this peaceful feeling will stay with you much longer. All right. Just feel your feet.
Thank you.
please visit our website at shuemsoulexperience.com. Shuem, S-H-U-E-M.